Hello and welcome to a searchdatamanagement.com podcast, making business intelligence a reality for mid-sized organizations. During today's podcast, we're going to be talking to Carolyn Seymour, AVP Mid-Market Strategy at Cognos, and Jim Mulholland, VP of Information Technology at Creativity. Today's podcast is being brought to you by Cognos. For more information on Cognos, you can visit their website at www.cognos.com. We're going to start things off by talking to Jim today. Thanks for joining us today, Jim.
Great to be here.
Jim, what is the one piece of advice over everything else that you would give to a company starting on BI?
Well, I think that understanding early on in the project that business intelligence really requires the participation and leadership from the line of business to really get good results. Without that, I found in my experience, you'll have limited success and sometimes, you know, abject failure without that participation. You know, BI is really not what we call an IT skunkworks project, so to speak, but it's an organizationally empowering tool that allows organizations visibility into what has transpired and what's going to happen in the future, hopefully. So without the line of business kind of giving you input to what they are measuring and what's important to them, I think that BI will have limited scope and success in an organization. So for me, the one piece of advice would be to make sure that you have buy-in from line of business and also executive leadership on the project.
Was the line of business bought into the necessity of deploying business intelligence at Creativity, or did you as the IT executive had to sell them on it or prove it to them?
Well, given my answer to the first question, I'm pleased to say that Creativity's line of business executives bought wholeheartedly into the concept of BI. In fact, it was one of the reasons that I was selected to lead the IT organization here at Creativity. My experience in this area is fairly deep. Selling them was never a big issue, no. In fact, my boss at the time, the CFO, had some exposure to BI at a previous employer and was really sold on the need for Creativity to deploy a similar tool. Though, oddly enough, we did choose a different product than he had experience with in the past. And, of course, in the end, we were quite pleased with our decision.
How did you justify or build a business case for BI?
Well, despite having the CFO buy-in, we really needed to enlist a wider circle of support for a project of this magnitude. At the time, the BI project represented a capital expenditure in software second only to our ERP implementation. If folks have done ERP, they know they're very large, all-encompassing. So an ERP is used to run all the operational elements of the company, so you know, from supply chain to order fulfillment. So a large expenditure in that area was almost a no-brainer, if you know what I mean. But BI was not mission-critical, at least in our company per se. So there was some education needed to bring those who did not quite understand what BI was going to do for us kind of into the fold. The pain points were quite obvious, often were quite obvious, and we demonstrated how BI properly implemented would allow us to eliminate those issues and empower the greater organization to make better decisions and faster decisions, which is what we needed to be competitive in our current marketplace.
Why did you choose Cognos?
Well, for us, the whole process was, I think it's important that you first select a few vendors you would like to deal with during your selection. You know, three, maybe four companies. You know, there's plenty of research available out there that will tell you who the players are, and it'll help you whittle down your list to the ones that best fit to what you're trying to accomplish. I wouldn't go with a small to mid-sized company. Trying to pick from 10 companies is very, very hard, and there probably are 10 vendors or more out there, but I think you want to kind of choose the top three or four and kind of go with those. And then once you have those three targets, I think you want to clearly define to those companies, you know, what the goals of the project are for you guys, or for your company, you know, what your timing is, and importantly, you know, what your budget is as well. And I say that because some vendors, and Cognos is one, have various offerings that are tailored to specific customers and budgets. So the sooner they know where your project falls in that spectrum, the quicker you'll have a, you know, relevant dialogue regarding the project at hand. So what we did then was set up a proof of concept process where we provided a sampling of our data to the vendors and asked them to show us how their product could provide value. The value proposition was from start to finish, meaning that it started with the ETL, the extract, transform, and load layer, all the way down to the through the data warehouse, through the metadata layers, and then and finally into our user interface. In this respect, you know, looking at the whole gamut of start to finish, you know, Cognos was the clear winner. based on their solid end-to-end product offering, you know, compelling and powerful user interface, and strong developer and support tools. You know, not to mention that their sales team really understood what we were looking for. I mean, they came to every meeting prepared and ready to show why Cognos was indeed the best choice for creativity.
What BI capabilities were most important to you?
Well, certainly the ability to aggregate data from numerous data sources was an important criteria. In this area, Cognos has what I call their secret weapon in the tool named Data Manager. We use the tool to bring data together from SQL Server and DB2 and other sources on a nightly basis. It's a powerful yet easy to use. You know, I've personally been a developer in the past, and I've used quote-unquote best-of-breed ETL tools, you know, companies that just do this for a living, and Data Manager has all the necessary elements to make the warehouse successful in a surprisingly, you know, intuitive way as well. The learning curve is not very steep, and certainly nowhere near what it is for those enterprise or single vendor ETL tools. Another important capability for BUS was the availability of both relational, you know, production reporting and ad hoc query tools. Cognos comes from a long history of OLAP, you know, or cube reporting. It's basically woven into their fabric. With Cognos 8 BI, they also show how their reporting side, and in particular their end-user self-service query tool, known as Query Studio, has really come of age. It's a very powerful tool.
What do you think the key has been to your success?
Going back to what we talked about before, having the line of business engaged in the process from day one ensured that we delivered content that was both relevant and actionable. We also set up a deliverable schedule that, you know, ensured new content would come online every 60 days or even less. You know, this kept our tool fresh and kept the user community excited about what was going on. And then, you know, once I guess you're established and you have your BI solution out there running along, humming every day, I think it's important that you establish what's called a BI Center of Excellence, which includes key members from the operational teams. So you pick folks from both, you know, the IT side and then key members from the operational teams, probably more analytical type folks or folks that are dialed into the analysis side of the business, so they can act as ongoing stewards for the system and make sure that you're constantly staying in line with what the business needs are and that the system adapts and evolves accordingly. I think it really keeps the system and the project fresh and relevant and ongoing.
And finally, what's next for you?
Well, you know, we continue to bring additional content online, including more real-time data for operational team use. So we reach into our ERP systems and our various warehouse systems on a real-time basis to pull out current metrics and things like that. You know, it goes back to one thing I like to say is that BI is really, for me, a journey rather than a destination. It really moves along with the business. There's really no end point. It constantly evolves, and what's relevant today may not be relevant a year from now, and you are constantly evolving the analysis and mechanisms to make sure you're providing what's needed for the line of business. We're also expanding within the Cognos toolset our use of Event Studio to both raise flags when important situations arise in the data. For example, you know, we alert the shipping team when bills of ladings fall below certain quality thresholds, you know, thereby avoiding potential customer return or quality issues. So we're really delving into the real-time aspects of the Cognos system to kind of give metrics that kind of look at what's going on right now and avoid potential customer situations.
This next question is for Carolyn. Carolyn, what are the key BI requirements you see from customers?
Reporting is repeatedly identified as the highest BI requirement. However, it's important to remember that there are different categories of business users, and they have distinct reporting needs. And we see really six types of reporting requirements. So if we just very, very quickly just look at each one of these. It's first one is really around managed reporting, which is needed to be able to distribute pre-built reports across an organization, say on a daily or a weekly or a monthly basis. Often it has flexible prompting so that users can run variations of reports themselves without the need to recreate the reports. Ad hoc reporting is a very critical aspect of enabling end user self-service, which gives the business users instant access and interactivity with information so that they can create their own ad hoc reports. Analytical reporting allows business users to slice and dice information so they can easily understand the why behind critical issues, trends, as well as also opportunities, and with the ability to further drill down for that detailed information. And then you have dashboards, which is another type of report, and really dashboards help measure business performance and can quickly communicate very complex information to the business user in compelling visual formats so that they have a clear picture of how the business is doing. And then lastly, you've got production reports that provide high-quality, detailed information, so things such as invoices, statements, and these reports are highly formatted. And then in conjunction with that, you do see the need for operational or transactional reports that typically have detailed information from transactional systems. Now, just one thing to add here in that not all companies have all of these needs at once. However, as your business grows and the reporting needs of the business change, the right BI solution should be able to answer all your reporting needs, you know, today as well as also in the future. So you need to bear in mind all of the possible reporting requirements.
What is the biggest challenge you see in mid-sized organizations?
The biggest challenge that mid-sized organizations have is around limited budgets as well as also resource, and that's from two perspectives, from the IT as well as also the business perspective. So just looking at both of those, the first is really from a business perspective. Business users are challenged to be empowered with immediate insight into, say, how the business is performing. And without the right information, it's difficult for them to be able to make the best revenue-generating decisions, the best cost-saving decisions, as well as also decisions that make most of their business assets. And what we see is that a lot of mid-sized organizations still rely extensively on spreadsheets, not only in the finance department for, say, you know, the planning, the budgeting, and the forecasting, but also for reporting across the organization. And this pervasive practice carries significant risks, as spreadsheets are highly error-prone, and it's often impossible to really sort of trace back the data. And the other aspect, too, is that spreadsheets can be difficult to consolidate, making it slow, unreliable, and as well as also inefficient to glean meaningful insight. And really no longer can strategic decisions be left to trial and error. So business users within mid-sized organizations need to have solutions to address the enormous competitive pressures that they're faced with. Secondly, from an IT perspective, the IT staff recognize the value of BI, but they're faced, again, with countless challenges, such as limited staff as well as also skill resources. And IT professionals in most mid-sized organizations have to wear many hats and juggle many different priorities. So what you have is, with lean staff, they often lack the experience to be able to deploy and maintain a BI and performance management solution. Lack of budget is another major challenge, and IT solutions need to be predictable to their budgets with no hidden costs. And they must also be able to deliver the shortest possible time to value so that they can demonstrate the advantage of BI and performance management to deliver a quick win for the business and to realize business benefit quickly. And the other key aspect for mid-sized organizations is that it really needs to have a solution that is able to grow and scale as their business needs grow. And then very lastly, we hear time and time again is just the sheer number of data sources, as well as also the volume of data. And IT is struggling with the challenge of really, I guess, harnessing data and turning it into useful information. So, you know, what we see is that faced with all of these different pressures, IT still remains ill-equipped to respond to the increasing demand of the business.
Now, Carolyn, you mentioned data as a key challenge. How does Cognos help organizations manage data for BI?
Well, first, a company's data, whatever size you are, is one of the biggest assets a company can have, second only to its people. And the challenge lies in extracting that data from multiple sources and transforming it into useful and relevant information, so putting it in context for the business user to understand. And from what I've seen, mid-sized organizations rarely have just one data source. And as applications are purchased and deployed, the sources and the formats of data grow exponentially. And data may come from, say, transactional systems, ERP solutions, data warehouses, if you have one, old legacy systems, or OLAP sources. And data needs to be accessed from all of these different data sources to be able to address the needs. And a critical factor for BI success is ensuring that there is easy and open access to support all of the different data sources. So we have, or rather Cognos has, an open architecture to ensure access to all sources, as well as any combination of sources, so reports can access data wherever it resides. And the speed of data access is equally important, and Cognos provides direct access to data with query optimization, as well as also enterprise information integration, so EII technology, that also further optimizes data access through virtual caching across multiple sources. And then for companies that have not selected an ETL tool and have not built a data warehouse or ODS or a data mart, IBM Cognos Data Manager enables fast extraction of data from multiple sources. It offers transformational capabilities as well as also automated dimensional modeling capabilities to help you actually create a dimensional model as a foundation to support your BI deployment. So we offer several capabilities, from direct access to ETL to EII to manage data based on where you are within your data strategy.
Would you say that SOA is important?
Oh, yes. And to be successful with BI, it cannot be treated as a standalone application accessed separately by, say, a small group of people. It must fit into an existing existing infrastructure, so an organization's infrastructure today, and they're typically varied, complex, and they're continually evolving as mid-sized organizations grow and expand. And so the BI platform must not only take into account those multiple applications, the platforms, and data sources. It must also do it within the resource and budgetary constraints of an organization's IT department. So actually, SOA provides the foundation that enables BI to meet these requirements, and it helps solve long-standing challenges faced by IT. And an efficient BI solution can be deployed and maintained and expanded with fewest resources and without wasted effort. And an SOA architecture is open and standards-based, and an open architecture can leverage other services such as security without, say, duplicating them. So SOA-based BI platforms provide organizations with an efficient way to integrate with existing infrastructures without having to duplicate functions or deal with issues associated with proprietary application services. So modern web standards, things like SOAP, which is Simple Object Access Protocol, or WSDL, and web services underlie SOA, providing the common language and protocols needed for the communication and ease of integration. And the other thing about SOA is that it's platform neutral, and it's not tied to a particular operating system or platform. So organizations can run the SOA-based solutions on their existing and often heterogeneous mix of hardware, databases, application servers, without having to maintain different executables. And the Cognos 8 BI platform has been built from the ground up as a web services-based SOA. So there are a few moving parts to deploy and maintain. And because it has a single set of standards-based services, Cognos 8 BI is easy to integrate into your existing IT infrastructure with out-of-the-box support for, say, existing data sources, security systems, portals, application servers, and more. So And this really translates from an IT perspective, ease of deployment, maintenance, and also change. And an open platform will leverage your existing infrastructure whilst also protecting any future investments.
And finally, Carolyn, why is Cognos the right solution for mid-sized customers?
Well, optimal business performance is possible when all your decision makers understand what is happening within your business, why it is happening, and what they should do about it. And ideally, you want your users to be able to make sound, data-driven decisions at every level and across every function of the business. And within a performance management framework, mid-sized organizations can efficiently deliver the right reports and the right dashboards and the right information to suit the needs of the business. And answering these three questions of what is happening, why, and what should we be doing requires multiple integrated capabilities. And Cognos delivers a comprehensive portfolio of solutions and capabilities for mid-sized organizations so that business users are able to see information they want, how they want it, and when they want it. And we offer a full range of BI and planning capabilities that are easy to deploy, easy to maintain, and all of our solutions are modular and designed to be implemented incrementally. So you can start small, start anywhere, deploy tactically, yet connect initiatives together. And solutions are packaged to suit your budgets and needs, including flexible delivery models such as hardware appliances, hosted solutions, as well as also the more traditional on-premise software. And then lastly, understanding the need for that ease of deployment and ongoing maintenance for resource-constrained IT departments, Cognos has built its solutions on open standards, as we talked about earlier, and which is designed to leverage existing infrastructures as well as any future investments that you actually make. And we have a network of over 3,000 partners ready to accelerate deployments and make companies successful. And we have hundreds of solutions that we provide or a partner delivered to ensure the fastest time to results and success. So our objective is to continually advance and enhance our solutions to ensure customers gain economies of scale and feel confident they can make BI and performance management a reality and drive user adoption whilst keeping IT costs, complexity, and also resource constraints at bay.
Okay. Well, thank you, Carolyn. Unfortunately, we're out of time. I'd like to thank Carolyn Seymour and Jim Mulholland for joining us today to talk about business intelligence, and I'd like to thank Cognos for sponsoring today's event. As always, I'd like to thank you, the audience, for joining us today. Have a great day.